From Focal Point's Courageous Discourse, the Vaccine Cartel and U.S. Army are developing 13 hantavirus vaccines and gene therapies. While the mass media breathlessly covers the MV Hondius, a Dutch-flagged expedition ship now quarantined off Cape Verde with multiple confirmed hantavirus cases, few are aware that there are currently 13 documented hantavirus vaccine and gene therapy programs in active development, 6 DNA vaccines. U.S. Army/USMRIAD, many of them needle-free jet injector versions, 3 mRNA vaccines, Moderna plus Korea University, Chinese research team, Vido Canada, 2 viral vector vaccines, UK institutions plus Vido Canada, 1 inactivated vaccine Hantavax already licensed and used in South Korea, 1 prot. In subunit vaccine Vido Canada, the U.S. Army hantavirus DNA vaccines are not vaccines. They are literally plasmid DNA gene therapies. Each one contains lab-made circular DNA plasmids carrying the hantavirus M-segment genes that code for the virus's surface glycoproteins GN and GC. When injected, often with a needle-free jet injector or electroporation device, your own cells absorb the DNA, read it like a blueprint, and start manufacturing the pathogenic hantavirus proteins themselves. Needless to say, I will not be lining up for experimental military-grade gene therapy the Army has been tinkering with for over 20 years. I'd rather take my chances with the natural red algae protein griffithsin. The cruise ship situation should not become a pandemic. However, with major World Health Organization involvement, mass media claiming potentially infected passengers have now traveled to multiple countries, and the pre-existing 13 vaccine pipeline, the early stages are being set for hantavirus as the next pandemic operation. Perhaps the hantavirus situation is being pushed hard because the WHO's pandemic treaty negotiations hit a major roadblock just 5 days ago. Member states still can't agree on the pathogen access and benefit sharing PABS annex, meaning the pandemic treaty can't come into effect. This clearly angered WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, prompting him to warn the next pandemic was a matter of when, not if. We will continue following these developments closely. Epidemiologist and Foundation Administrator, McAuliffe Foundation, support our mission, McAuliffe.org. Please consider following both the McAuliffe Foundation and my personal account on X, formerly Twitter, for further content.